Ann Arbor's talk station, 1290 WLBY. The Lucy Ann Lance Show. Pioneer Theater Guild's Future Stars 2020 returns for its 18th year at Pioneer High School Schreiber Auditorium. This is a citywide talent search for Ann Arbor's next star. Future Stars feature students from Ann Arbor's public high schools as they sing, rap, and play music. I had the opportunity to judge this a couple of years, and it was phenomenal. My first year, I had no idea what to expect. You think, high school talent show. It is nothing like the talent shows we used to have in high school back in the 70s. These kids are phenomenal, and they could go up against anyone on America's Got Talent or any of the shows, The Voice. Absolutely incredibly talented young people. And this is all put on by Pioneer Theater Guild. The president, Itai Smotrich-Barr, with us. He's a senior, and great to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Also in studio is Bridget Roberts, also a senior at Pioneer High School.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, good to have you. So for people who haven't been to this, explain what this is like. Give them a sense of what Future Stars is.
Essentially, it's a singing competition, but it's not just, like you said, your typical high school singing competition. We're performing in Pioneer Schreiber Auditorium, which is an auditorium that seats about 1,500 people. And especially for finals, all these shows were selling out. So it's really exciting. We're playing with a live band. It's got a performance atmosphere, and it's a lot of fun.
It really is. And not only do you hear individual performers, but everyone gets together. There's a stage performance.
Yeah. So we have solos, duets, and groups that are performing. And then we have a group called the Rising Stars, which is a group of underclassmen that perform while the hosts are deliberating about the top five. And they're a group of about 15 underclassmen. And then we also have a big group number at our finals performance that is a company medley that has songs from all four of the show's themes.
And you have preliminaries leading up to the finals.
Yes.
So how are those structured?
Right. So this weekend, Friday and Saturday, we have two preliminary shows. The first one on Friday night has two themes. It is arena rock, which is songs that you might hear in stadiums, Don't Stop Believing, Journey, stuff like that.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
And then now you're talking my language.
Exactly. Followed by My Tunes, which is songs that came out just this year.
Oh, wow.
And then Saturday night, we continue with the themes with Disney songs from, you know, all their famous musicals. And then 2000, so songs from our childhood.
Oh my gosh, the 2000s are your childhood. This all started out just within the confines of Pioneer High School. And then I remember a few years back, you opened it up district-wide.
Yep. So we have students performing, Itai's from Community, and we have students from Skyline, Huron, the EMU program. Yeah, it's all district-wide. There are people coming from everywhere, which is incredible.
Do you do a dual type of thing, community
and
Pioneer?
Yeah, exactly. So Community is my home school, but I take some classes at Pioneer, and I also perform with Pioneer Theater Guild.
And got involved as
exactly.
The president, too.
Yeah.
What other things are you involved with at school as well?
Mostly theater. I've done all four shows every year, so I'm on track to do 16 shows by the end of the year.
Oh my gosh.
So that takes up most of my time, but I'm also in choir. I'm on the board for choir council. And then I'm also in peer-to-peer depression awareness club at school. So that's my.
Bridget, your kids are so involved today. It's just amazing to see. Itai, the actual production you mentioned, there's a live band. Who is this?
Yeah. So this is led by our fantastic musical director, Billy Harrington, on the drums. And he brings together a group of really talented musicians from across Ann Arbor, people playing, you know, professional gigs all the time. And they come together to play for us. And really, they do it just because of how fun this show is. They are all up there having a great time. You know, the guitarist out there taking a solo. It's just like they come together, and these are people who have been coming back year and year again because they love making music with us and having fun.
Oh, I remember when I was judging, My Dear Disco was the group out of the University of Michigan, and then they became, you know, big. So you really get a chance to see some up and rising people.
Yeah.
and professionals who are making it locally here.
And we should say the judges are, you know, famous people around the community like you. We have U of M football players. We have the mayor of Ann Arbor come to judge. So it's really like, it's fun to see people from all like areas of Ann Arbor coming and having fun.
And they're, the judges aren't just filling out a form. They're making statements right there. You're getting instant feedback. What is that like as a performer?
Yeah, it's really cool. The feedback is mostly positive, which I think is a good thing. So after you perform, you just go and stand over by the judges, and like three of them just give you feedback. And it's just, it's really cool to have people that are like inspirations for you, like telling you what you did well and like giving you feedback on your performance. So yeah, I think it's really an awesome aspect of
many
the performance.
Many of the people who have performed in this have gone on and are doing great things today.
Yeah. Did Ashley Park perform in Future
yeah.
Stars? Yeah, Ashley Park, who is on Broadway as in Mean Girls. She's done so much. She was a part of PTG. And I believe
I think I judged
did.
When
yeah.
she was on
yeah.
stage.
Yeah. She's really made it big. Yeah. And then also our one of our coaches this year, Ryan Yunk, he won Future Stars. Whenever he was in high school, he was singing Piano Man. And so now he's come back and he's a professional musician. He's coaching us. So it's full circle.
Wow. Yeah. What are your goals individually, Itai?
Yeah. I mean, the part that that really draws me to this is, although I enjoy the competition aspect, just the immense resources that we have, vocal coaches, we have performance coaches, you know, we have a professional band. That's not an opportunity that you get. Really ever. Mm-hmm. So I'm just incredibly grateful for that. And my goal is really just to soak that all up, to learn as much as I can, and just to enjoy, you know, the incredible opportunity.
And Bridget Roberts, you were a top five finalist last year.
I was, yes.
What did you sing last year?
So last year I was in three numbers. I performed Natural Woman with a group of two other girls. And then I also sang Alone by Heart. And those were both in the top five at finals.
And what are you doing this year?
This year I'm singing Home Sweet Home by Motley Crue. And then I'm also singing Beauty and the Beast for the Disney show.
Well, quite a diverse selection there.
Yes.
And Itai, you performed last year as well?
Yeah, I did. I performed Only Human by George Ezra, and this year I'm performing Hold Me While You Wait by Lewis Capaldi.
How'd you do last year?
I did not go to finals with that, but I did go to finals with Back in the USSR, The Beatles.
Oh, so good.
Yeah.
We're going to hear from both of these young people today in just a moment here. Pioneer Theater Guild's Future Stars and Itai Smotrich-Barr. He is a senior community high school and at Pioneer. He's also president of the Pioneer Theater Guild. Bridget Roberts, senior Pioneer. And will you do a little bit of Home Sweet Home for us?
Sure.
All right, here she is on 1290 WLBY, Bridget Roberts.
You know that I've seen too many romantic dreams up in lights falling off the silver screen. My heart's like an open book for the whole world to read. Sometimes nothing keeps me together at the seams. I'm on my way. I'm on my way. Home, sweet home.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Bravo.
Thank you.
That was wonderful. What is it like to get up and do that in front of 1,500 people on stage?
You know, I kind of love it. Like backstage before I go on, I'm really nervous and, you know, shaking, and I just try to calm myself backstage. But by the time I get out there and the whole band starts and it's just so loud and I have my costume on and it's just the whole thing, I love the performance aspect of it, and it takes all my nerves away, and I love being on the stage.
It's a great opportunity.
Yeah.
What do you want to do after graduation?
So I'm going to Northwestern University next year, and I don't know what I'm going to major in, probably not musical theater or music, but I'm hoping to stay involved with music by joining an a cappella group or performing in their musicals there or joining a choir. So.
It does so much for you, even if it's not something you're going into.
Yeah.
It gives you poise. It gives you character. It,
definitely.
Shows you how to do something in front of a group of people.
Yeah, I think it gives you a lot of life skills that you need.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. Itai, you're going to do Hold Me While You Wait. Now, this is a Lewis Capaldi song. I'm not familiar with Lewis.
Yeah, he's actually a newer artist, really had his breakout last year, and his new album came out this year. I don't know if the song that's most popular is Someone You Loved. I feel like that's on the radio a lot. But this song is definitely less popular off his album, and one of the ones that, you know, he's bringing to the table as a new artist.
Here he is, Itai Smotrich-Barr, with Hold Me While You Wait.
This is you, this is me, this is all we need. Is it true my faith is shaken, but I still believe? This is you, this is me, this is all we need. So won't you stay and hold me while you wait? I wish that I was good enough. If only I could wake you up, my love, my love, my love, my love. Won't you stay a while?
Beautiful. Congratulations. Absolutely stunning. So how do you guys handle copyright, that sort of thing, when you're doing these performances?
Yeah, all these songs are officially licensed. So that is definitely a big financial investment. But we want to, you know, have these songs officially and exactly.
So Pioneer Theater Guild handles that? Or?
Yeah, definitely. Pioneer Theater Guild buys the licenses to perform these.
Wow. Yeah. You guys have thought of everything.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about the instructors, the teachers, the people behind the scenes that are championing all of you.
So we have three vocal coaches this year, Ryan Mackenzie Lewis, Ryan Yunk, and hang on one second.
Adam Plamartis.
And they work with all the performers like every day after school. And we have 15 to 30 minute slots where we just work with them, and they help us add like little improvisations and riffs and just make sure that the song is all around great. And then in the last week, we bring in performance coaches. So let me get the list of those. They are musical theater students from the school of, University of Michigan. Uh-huh. And those performance coaches are Nina White, Owen Smith, Andrew Plinio, and Maya Alwyn. And they help us with choreography and blocking and just making sure that we have a great stage presence. So with the help of all those people, it really takes it from just being a high school talent show to being something much bigger than that, and makes the audience much more engaged and, you know.
I love the collaboration between high school and college and all of those professionals that are involved as well.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Yeah, it really.
And it's actually a hallmark of PTG in general. When we do our spring and fall musicals, we have students from the University of Michigan School of Theater. So they continue doing it here, and they bring definitely a unique aspect.
Well, and you bring up a good point, because the Pioneer Theater Guild productions are incredible. The staging, the everything about it is just wonderful. If you're looking for some wonderful entertainment here in our community, definitely take in one of those shows. How many a year do you do?
We do two musicals a year.
Two musicals. Coming up, the Future Stars preliminary shows, Friday, January 17th, 7:30, and Saturday, January 18th at 7:30. Arena Rock is Friday night. I'll be there for that.
Yeah.
I love that. And then you're going to be doing the Disney in 2000s theme on Saturday night. Tickets will be available at the door for that?
Yep, at the door and also online at A2tix.com.
A2tix.com. That's T-I-X. A2tix.com. And then the final show is a week later, Saturday, January 25th, 7:30. Songs from all four themes, Arena Rock, My Tunes, Disney, and 2000s will be performed. And again, tickets, just go online, see if you can get them. But
And the final show always sells out, so I recommend getting tickets in advance.
All right. Well, congratulations. Bravo to all of you. Get out there, break a leg, and do a wonderful job, like I know you will, and I'm sure this is going to be the best show ever.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, wonderful talking with both of you today here on our show. Bridget Roberts and Itai Smotrich Barr on the Lucy Ann Lance Show from Pioneer Theater Guild and Future Stars 2020. You're listening to Ann Arbor's Talk Station 1290 WLBY.